Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Oh, okay. It's time for the end of the day work whistle. What was it in Flintstones? Was it like a bird who like they abused and steam came out of its head or something?
It was like a pterodactyl that was like, I hate being a pterodactyl. And then there's like a 45-minute laugh track there.
Trendstones. Meet the Trendstones. That's today's episode.
I like there were toilet dinosaurs. Were there not? There were toilet
just
dinosaurs.
Shat directly into their gullet.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Then, well, you don't see that, but they would go like, well,
it's a living.
My job.
Wait, is that where that character came from? It's a living.
It Very could quickly. Be. Wait, it's a living Flintstones dinosaur. Why is this not trending?
Rex the pterodactyl.
Oh my God.
I guess it was their beak was being used as a vinyl player. I don't know. Look, we're spending too much time on a literally archaic cartoon. welcome to this trend episode. That's Jamie. That's Miles, which is I now speaking. Yeah. And let's just talk about what is trending immediately right now, right this moment, all across
what
America specifically. Brush fire is trending right now because there's a brush fire, huge brush fire in Arizona at the moment, and there's also fires in California. Just so the Southwest is entering that, you know, this isn't new, but it's just so weird. We're now we're like, right, we also have apocalyptic fires to deal with.
Oh, there's another looming existential fear that we should all be aware of.
They say this fire was one specific fire is the size of Salt Lake City. So that is really alarming. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, all this is it just reminds us like, right, people are just getting around to racism. We got a few more things. We still got climate change, man. Damn. Woo.
Yeah. Oh, it's the time of year where everyone starts to remember about climate change.
Yeah. Well, there are also like a lot of environmental agencies saying too, it's like, let's please try and take this moment to think about our, you know, fossil fuel consumption while like we're still kind of making things work, and let's just do things to be more efficient, or maybe we can make less or buy less. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Moderation doesn't do too well when you're trying to make mucho dinero. What's next? Dexamethasone is trending.
I don't know. What is this?
Oh,
who is this?
I feel like every 8 days, there's a new drug that is trending that has something to do with coronavirus.
Is this a proposed coronavirus?
This
drug?
Is a steroid. And they say it is the first drug shown to help save severely ill coronavirus patients, according to a study in Britain. That's why it's trending. I'm not going to get into how, you know, ironclad this research is, because I feel like it's part and parcel of like these news cycles, because then it helps, you know, the investor class be like, who makes dexamethasone? Do we have it? Can we get that? How do we get that here? What is it? Do you think if dexamethasone's working, does that mean we can start opening stuff up again? Okay, let's start.
Any excuse to kickstart that economy. Just hand someone a pill. It'll probably be fine.
What happened to like write-ups that were like, America is rapidly reopening, yet barely anywhere is flattening their infection rate? In fact, they're reopening and cases are rising. Like, that just seems like a real easy piece to write about and to bring people's awareness to and just be like, this, we're not, I don't know why y'all think we're out of the woods here. Well,
I guess we should just look at who owns media companies. People who want to reopen the country. Yeah. They're, I could talk about this for 5 million years, but the fact that there are just like no major useful new, like there's just, you trace it up to someone who would like obviously wants
right
the country open.
It's like my my most trusted journalist right now is an aggrieved Amazon warehouse worker with like a Twitter
like
account.
Citizen journalism is the only way to go.
But I think people start to realize that, because I even had older people I know where they would say a news story, like I was going to, you know, the bow and arrow guy in Utah who the news were like, these rioters just beat this old white man up. And like a lot of networks are just running with that rather than like, did you see the part before where he drew a bow on a crowd and then he was swarmed because he was actually, it looked like trying to shoot someone with an arrow?
That dropped from the iMovie file. Didn't make it.
Right.
They edit the news on iMovie.
But it's like when you show people that, they're like, wait, where did you see this? Like older relatives, like, what do you mean? Like, I'm like on Twitter. And I've got even like other people my age who weren't on Twitter now, because like I was constantly sharing these Twitter posts about what cops are doing. Like, why isn't this on the news? Why isn't this on the news? Mm-hmm. It's because the news is part of this system of oppression. But just stay with us now, and if you'll connect the dots soon enough, and you'll realize we have to do all kinds of work.
what I hope, or what I feel like would be a real actual step in the right direction, would be for a major journalist to like take the hit and explain, like just fully unpack, like here is what I am allowed to cover, here is what I'm not allowed to cover, here, because every major news organization has that list of like no, and if someone who works within that system at a high level would just cop to that, it could like really stand to, but you know, people need money.
I think the problem is though too, like we have this problem in our culture where we just believe the TV. Like that's that's a huge issue, is people just take like anything that comes out of that flashy screen as being the gospel truth. I mean, like it informed, when they think back as just childhood, like the things that I believed because I saw them on TV, like I thought like, well, you wouldn't write a fake thing in your movie script. Like if that's not how like a fire could be started, or that's not actually how this thing could be done. And it takes takes a second too, even for your news to then like, so first when you get past news, like, okay, that's make-believe. And then when you, with your news, you're like, right, so that's owned by General Electric, who's profiting off the military-industrial complex. Like,
who has no interest in like actual reporting that stands to make them look bad.
Yeah,
so,
like General Electric's like, oh, we don't make liberation vehicles. That's not what we do. We make war machines. Okay, that's not.
We make vehicles of oppression, my friend. Yeah. Okay.
Oh boy. Next up is Shake Shack, because wouldn't you believe it, the cops may have lied about something this time. Did you know about this story?
I knew about this story. I was kind of following this story in real time of like as people started to call people on their various bluffs. It's an interesting one.
Wait, what do you mean? So, because I just knew it from like 10,000 feet where someone offhandedly was like, dude, people were poisoning the cops at Shake Shack in New York. And then I heard it's like, it turns out they lied. But like, what was the evolution?
Well, when I first saw the story, we had not yet arrived at, they lied. It was, there was a series of small tidal wave of Gen Z memes that were just sort of like, the revolution has spoken.
Comrade
we're poisoning
Shake
cops
Shack.
Comrade Shake Shack. Shit like that. And then And then my concept of time is totally shot, but shortly after, you know, it turned out to not be true. And then it turned out to just be a really weird blip of a story.
Yeah.
And I mean, as if we needed another example of cops just being mask off liars.
Right.
But, this was an interesting swing.
I mean, cause it's a big thing to be like, say that, you know, police had to go to the hospital because they ingested some kind of poisoned milkshake at Shake Shack. Bellevue Hospital specifically, and then like the NYPD begins like a search through discarded trash cans and be like, I think that maybe there's bleach or something involved. The cops couldn't find it, and then they're like, yeah, maybe no foul play. And then everyone's like, what the fuck was that? Like, but it reminds me of that thing of like that one cop who like was like, they wrote fucking pig on my Starbucks cup, and he's like, I actually wrote it myself.
Right. And then you're just like, okay, so you live for drama and you hate yourself is what I'm taking away from this.
The cognitive dissonance of not even beginning this conversation of saying like, first of all, do you know, just by the nature of our laws, the police are very much a protected class of people. So I don't know what with this like self-victimization oppression narrative is coming where it's like, I don't know, like what happens, like. Bro, like, I could fucking, like, sneeze in your direction, and it would be, like, it could potentially be, like, assaulting a peace officer. Like, no. These poor attempts at trying to, like, curry the sympathy of people when their wrongdoing has just been on full display the last 3 weeks. It's like,
well, and also watching the way that this, what appears to be a pretty bad faith story, escalated so quickly on social media. Like, the way that, like, the NYPD was, like, oh my God, that was so like there.
Right.
Here's a tweet from the NYC PBA. Hashtag breaking. When NYC police officers cannot even take meal without coming under attack, it is clear that environment in which we work has deteriorated to a critical level. We cannot afford to let our guard down for even a moment. And in the meantime, you've got Shake Shack. They're actually not Comrade Shake Shack because they're tweeting out, you know, like, we are horrified by the alleged reports of police officers.
Right.
And then they have the Rainbow Capitalism Shake Shack logo. And you're just like, what a fucking disaster.
See those two entities interact in this way. You're like, what?
You're like, oh, why are the police talking to Shake Shack?
Right.
I honestly don't know as of this recording where the Shake Shack story has quite landed.
Well, the last thing from Shake Shack is that Shake Shack has been cleared. Shake Shack's name has been cleared officially, and now they are saying, we are horrified. This is a tweet from at Shake Shack. We are horrified by the blue check, verified. We are horrified by the reports of police officers injured at our 200 Broadway. We are working with the police. Oh, wait, no, that's old.
Yeah, that's the old. That's when they still thought they might be guilty.
Oh, that is the horrified. Where are the one where they're saying, oh, why don't you eat a dick, NYPD?
And also, we're going to stop paying our rent. The last trending story is NYPD says there is, quote, no criminality by Shake Shack employees after three police officers fall ill. So
now,
I don't know.
Now the news needs to be on why this happened rather than,
yeah,
all right, that's fine. You know, because I guess the attitude, I'm sure, is like, well, that's what cops do. Like, here we go. It's like, no, right now, this is the absolute kind of bullshit we can't tolerate, especially when cops are like, they're trying to act like they're being like people are maliciously poisoning them at Shake Shack. Come the fuck on. The only people who maliciously harm random people they don't know is the police.
My theory, they ate too fast. They're just lying. They're obviously just lying.
Yeah.
There was a good tweet about this whole situation that I wanted to share from Danielle Weisberg. They investigated that Shake Shack faster than they've ever investigated a sexual assault, but okay. Like
oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, and it shows you too, protected class, one of their own. Look, everybody shows up. Everybody shows up. For, you know, the citizens that are telling you that they've been injured. How about I'll give you something to cry about. What
now,
do you
know? if a cop has a bellyache at a Broadway Shake Shack, now we've you're flipping, got a case. Oh,
you're flipping dumpsters. Where's the bleach? You're roughing up fucking couriers on bikes. Come on, asshole. What happened?
Let's get Jerry Orbach down there. Stat. There's a cop with a bellyache.
And finally, Tupac is trending because today would have been his 49th birthday. He was not assassinated. And there's many, many theories about what could have actually happened with Tupac's death. Very interesting to think about because, man, he was talking. His lyrics were pretty fiery back then. Jamie, thanks for joining on this little trend venture with us.
Always a pleasure.
Don't and please be careful next time you go to Shake Shack or Dunkin', Jamie. I don't want anything to happen to you. Dunkin' would never do anything to you.
I'm really grateful to say that, yeah, I trust my Dunkin' implicitly. And if my Dunkin' chooses for me to die, I accept that decision.
Trumpist cult is Dunkin'. Like, if that's what they say, then that's what it's meant to be.
I think Ben Affleck would agree. If the Dunks chooses you as tribute, it is what it is. You do it.
I love it. All right. Well, we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. We got a fantastic episode. Check that out. It's going to be a one for the books. All right. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. Try and help somebody in need if you see them. Trust me, it will feel good. It will feel empowering that you could actually help somebody, even in the smallest way. I swear, try it out. I'm not even joking. Just try it out. You will feel good. I'm serious. Thank you. We love you. Love yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.